Being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Hampshire Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller as we talk about this week two matchup at home against Clarion Goldfield Owls. And coach, thanks for taking some time. Bulldogs coming off of a 22-8 road loss to Osage to begin the season last week. As you look to bounce back from that one, what have been some of the most important things you took away from last week's game that you've kind of brought to the team this week as you look to bounce back?
Yeah, I mean, looking back at last week, we obviously felt terrible after the game. And then you sit down and watch film and you realize that it's really just a couple of big plays here and there. And that was the difference in the ball game. We played really good run defense. And, you know, other than four long pass plays that kept their drives alive, or they were able to score on, the quarterback scrambled around and kind of just found someone open. You know, it's hard to cover someone for that long. So we kind of realized that, you know, you never like to lose, but it really wasn't quite as bad as we thought it was. So, you know, it was more of a just regrouping this week and getting back to the fundamentals and making sure that we're still sound in our schemes and that type of things, and then adjusting to what we think we're going to see this Friday night.
You bet. And so last week, you were held just to 112 yards on offense. So what are going to be some of the biggest factors in putting together a stronger offensive outing here this week as you go up against Clarion Goldfield Owls? What are going to be the biggest areas you're looking to kind of crisp up, I guess?
Yeah, we really struggled in the run game last week, especially early on. We just made a lot of mistakes that we hadn't made up until you know, the first game, and you know, the adrenaline's pumping and all of that. So the thing we just lost, we just didn't do as well up front as we were hoping to do. So I'm looking forward to those guys bouncing back and, you know, having a much better day on the ground. And then we were kind of able to get the pass game going towards the end of the game. So we want to, you know, kind of ride that momentum and keep that going for us, make sure that that stays strong. So, and then build on the momentum. You know, we held them scoreless in the second half, and we were able to put points up on the board in the second half. So we kind of want to build that momentum that we had towards the end of the game and just keep that going this week.
To an extent, could you kind of just chalk it up to first game jitters in a way, or what kind of comes to mind there?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, there's always first game jitters. You know, it takes a team a while to settle in. It just took us too long, and you know, that kind of hurt us in the long run of the game. So yeah, first game jitters for sure. You know, some of those kids, you know, we do have a lot of experience, but some people are, you know, it's their first game playing varsity football. So some of that is as some of it is that as well. So yeah, we just gotta, like I said, regroup, settle back in, and do the things that we know how to do.
So when it comes to defensive game planning here in this game, Clarion Goldfield Owls ran all over the place on Belmont Clemmie in their victory last week. When it comes to defending those guys after they rushed for 542 yards and let's see here, 0 of 4 passing, so you pretty much know what you're going to get. What comes to mind as far as defending CGD? What it's going to take against that run heavy offense?
Yeah, they kind of went back to their old school ways of playing offensive football, kind of like how I remember them playing when I was in high school. They load the point of attack. You know, they got everyone crammed in as close as they can together, and then they're looking just to bully up front and create a push and a surge that allows their, you know, they have really big running backs and really big quarterbacks that like to run, and fullbacks that like to run the ball. So just giving those guys even a little bit of room, and they try to build a wall so you can't pursue them. So we're gonna have to, you know, if you really want to be successful this game, you have to control the line of scrimmage. If you get pushed back, that's gonna open up a lot of things for them. And so we just have to create as much penetration as we can, so they're pulling guards and tackles, can't get to the other side of the ball, and then allow our, you know, keep protect our linebackers and allow them to kind of flow and make plays in the backfield.
All right, so looks like it's going to be a pretty special night, Hall of Fame night. It says on the schedule here for you guys, so certainly a nice opportunity there. Home opener as well. Is that something that you guys are going to, you know, get to watch at all, or is that going to be like during halftime, or what are some of the details there?
That usually happens during halftime. So you know, we're busy, we're making adjustments, and we're talking to the kids on trying to figure out what they're seeing versus what we're seeing. So it is a very special night, though. It's really cool to, you know, honor those people that have put in a lot of work and done some special things for their time at HD or HD Cal or whatever, era they're from. So yeah, it's a super special night. I know we get some extra crowd people there to for the event at halftime. So it's a really cool thing that they started a little while ago, and I'm glad they're continuing to keep that going.
You bet. And last question is always here for the pregame. What are going to be your ultimate keys to victory when it comes down to it here against CGD?
Yeah, kind of like I said before, we have to control the line of scrimmage on defense. If we get pushed back, then they're going to have a heck of a night. But if we can stall them and create piles and get some people in the backfield, then yeah, I think we'll be able to disrupt some things. And offensively, we just need to be more efficient on first and second down, get us into good situations to where we have all of our plays at the disposal. We're not backed into a corner on certain things that we can call. So we want to stay on schedule offensively.
All right, that's Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller joining me here on Radio On the Go Sports. Thanks for the time as always, and best luck here against CGD.
Thank you. I appreciate that.